That's right. Same DNA. My name's Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio. March the 6th, year 2020. This is now the fourth segment. And so I'm going to help you to try to understand what you need to do to heal yourself. And this is not just for the coronavirus. This is for everything. I mean, this is for everything and anything where you made oaths, vows, commitments, whatever, some sort of an agreement, understanding where you said yes, that you do something always or never, whatever it is. You said something that helped you obligate to somebody else, to someone else to take on their bad stuff. And you did that likely in the 100% free will. But not all of you, listen, you've done this. I mean, on an intuitive level, you know who you are. I mean, you know. So here we go, the exercise. Point number one. So you need to find out who you have oaths to. So I'm going to just give you an idea of the possibilities. Then what you need to do, you need to sit on the edge of your bed somewhere, some place where it's private and you don't have someone running and screaming at you, or you know what I'm talking about. You need to be by yourself and focus and concentrate. And so let's go through the possibilities. The first possibilities, the first group, oaths to your parents, oaths to family members, spouses, ex-boyfriend, girlfriends, children, all children, family, non-family, grandparents, family, non-family, brothers, sisters, steps. And you could probably add more, uncles, you know, aunts, cousins, whatever. They all come into that one group. Then the second group is, well, it's more than one person, I guess. Religion, institutions, governments, countries, cults, more than one person, secret society clubs. Yeah, particularly those secret society clubs. They really have oaths. They really tie people up from one life to the next. The next group, well, it's not really a group. Oaths to God, Christ, Almighty God, whoever you believe God is, to yourself, to animals, to anything, to a plant. It doesn't matter what it is. To anything else that you can think of. But you make a list of all these possibilities. Write it down on a piece of paper. And again, I'm going to go over the parents, family members, spouses, ex-spouses, boyfriend, girlfriends, children, all types of children, grandparents, non-grandparents, brothers, sisters, steps, cousins, aunts, uncles, whatever, whoever you can think of. Religion, right? Big one, religion, institution. Religion's the worst. Religion, institutions, governments, country, cults, and more than one person in the group. But it come to you. Of course, God, Christ, Christ, God, Almighty God, oaths to yourself, animals. But you're not supposed to make any oaths to anyone. And if you do it, always have an escape clause to the best of your ability, subject to your discretion, and subject to your ability to change your mind. Add in all the possibilities. Just keep adding to the possibilities. Make sure you can get out of it, that you don't come into the matrix and you attract some really bad stuff because you basically did not have any escape clauses. But the ones that have mastered the matrix, they have escape clauses. And they want to tie you up so badly, so they come into every incarnation so they don't have to work hard and they have other people working for them. And they want to steal whatever you have worked hard for, while destroying you, your family. There are a lot of people out there like that. And you have to protect that the best way you can. And how do you do that? Don't make oaths, vows, any sort of always statements. I will always do this. Don't make statements, I will never do this. Don't make these statements. If you do, put in the escape clauses. Make sure you do it. Okay, number two, oaths to man. Okay, I will die for you. You got to get rid of this. Denounce it. I will suffer for you. I will protect you. I will be obedient to you. I will be loyal to you. I will go to hell for you. Whoa. I will be vaporized for you. There's another one. That's pretty serious. And that's kind of a forever situation there. Then I will never go against you. I will tell you everything. You don't want that. No, no, you don't want that. I will take on your bad karma. You don't say that to anyone. You're going to take on their bad karma, their suffering. Forget it. I will give you all my good karma. No way. I mean, that's part of religion, where religion makes you feel that you're unworthy to be received by God. You're just unworthy, period. You've got to be unworthy to be able to accept that and give your good karma away. I mean, that's an absolute brainwashing program going on. In fact, all of these are brainwashing. I will die before you. Before you. You don't do it. All of these, if you clear all of this, it will set you free from the dark side obligation, where you don't have any obligation to the dark side, people who are dark. And I would do this 7 nights. Take 7 nights or 7 days during the day or nighttime, but do it once, the whole program, for 7 days. Then I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for you after you've done it, okay? Okay, so what we're going to do now, we're going to go to the next point. So we're on the third point, and this is oath to religion. Remember, you know, the spoken word is very powerful. In fact, there's nothing more powerful than the spoken word in this matrix. The spoken word is the most powerful. I know that to be true. I can't tell you how I know that to be true, but I know that to be true. It is very powerful. And so with religion, you have to denounce as you speak it. You could write it. You could see it. You can have someone read it to you. If you're handicapped, you can have someone read it, and you can just nod your head. There's various ways of doing this for you to agree to denounce all this. And so you have to denounce, I am born a sinner, always a sinner. This one gets me going. That you agree to continue the suffering for Christ. You know, I picture Christ coming in and standing in front of 10,000 evangelicals. And someone asks Christ, do you still want us to suffer for you? What do you think the answer is going to be? You actually think that 2,000 years later, take and give, that Christ coming back would want us to suffer? And then religion says, no, there's only one life. There's only one life. But yet so many of them believe in the second coming of Christ. So they say, oh, no, that's still the one life. Or only Christ can do that. Only Christ can come back. Do you see my point? Religion will believe in something where those who teach religion gets the major benefit. And I'm not knocking it. This is just the matrix. Because they're here to help set us free, for us to eventually wake up. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, and they're doing a fantastic job convincing people that this is the only life. But that's their acting role. We're all actors, and they're doing a fantastic job. But you have to also denounce where you've agreed not to challenge religion. Denounce the oath or vow of poverty, the oath or vow of chastity. I mean, the main reason for so much sexual abuse in the church is because of this vow. And they know it. The vow not to get married really messes things up, really messes society up. Vow not to have children. So here's the deal. So in the 100% free will, you're a woman, you take a vow not to have children. That vow stays with you, okay? Now, you come into the matrix, but you're no longer part of the church, religion, etc., whatever. Then you have a child, you still have that vow attached to you. You have the child, then you get sick because you went against your word. That's why women, nuns, do not ever make a vow not to have children. It will haunt you. It will kick you in the butt. And that child, your child, needs you, the mother. A vow to defend and protect religion, to die. The vow, oath that one religion is the only true religion. See, our life experience is about trying to help others. It's not about creating division, although there is division already within this matrix between the dark and the light. I get it. A vow to only accept the teachings of religion. You have to denounce all this. A vow that you are forever damned. Don't do this. Man has no right to dictate that someone is forever damned. But if you actually believe in that nonsense, it can happen. Because your experience in the matrix is based on your core beliefs. A vow, an oath that God is a punishing God. You have to denounce this. The matrix is set up based on what we've learned in the 100% free will. If you learn the correct information on how to live, and so when you leave the 100% free will and you come into this matrix, you end up going through less suffering. This is the truth. So let's go on to the fourth group here, the oath to God. And God doesn't want us to make any oaths to anyone, to God, to Christ, Almighty God. Nobody, nobody. For a moment, I just sounded like Mel Lastman. Nobody. Love those commercials, Bad Boys. I love those commercials. I love watching them. So here we go. The oath to God. Would you make an oath to God, I will die for you? Come on. God doesn't want you to die for God. Or I will destroy the enemy for God. I will start a freaking World War III for God. God told me this is what I got to do. God doesn't tell anybody to start any war. I will sacrifice myself for God. No, you have to denounce this. I will be the slaughtered lamb for God. Come on. Not so. And another one, I am always unworthy to receive God. Oh my gosh, come on. You've got to denounce this. Your spoken word is very powerful. It can change your DNA. And another one, I will never be forgiven by God. Oh, you have to denounce this. Wow. Then you have to denounce the Ten Commandments of God. You have to. Because when Christ came, this is what the message was. He says the Father has two suggested, and they weren't even a commandment. It's a way of life. Because Christ understood the matrix. But Christ died before he could teach the matrix in the 100% free will. And this is why we don't know too much about the matrix. They took Christ before he was able to start talking about the matrix. And that's the truth. And the two approaches to life. So what Christ really wanted us to live by is to love your neighbor as yourself. And also to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the two. So one was for neighbor, and the second one was everyone outside your neighbor. That's it. And if you could live according to those two approaches, you would reduce your own personal suffering in the matrix. But the Bible, the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. The commandment says thou shalt not kill. It doesn't say thou can kill if you defend yourself. No, it says thou shalt not kill. So if you accept that at face value and you kill someone while you are defending your own life or a family member's life in the 100% free will, you come into the matrix to pay the debt. There is no wiggle room. That's why you cannot accept the Ten Commandments, because there's no wiggle room. With God, there is wiggle room. And everything's based on your best ability to do so. God is not a punishing God. We punish ourselves by accepting certain core beliefs that when we come into the matrix, we're toast. And if you're not gifted like me, you have no idea. You have no way to save your ass. You got no way. And he wants the Ten Commandments to be replaced. He really wants you to love your neighbor as yourself. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's what replaces the Ten Commandments. That's it. And you have to denounce also, moving along here, only through religion God exists. You have to denounce that. That's BS. And you have to denounce there's no such thing as past lives. You've got to denounce it. You have to. And you have to denounce, I will never be free from sin. You've got to denounce it. And you have to denounce the Bible is the true expression of God's total truth. It's not. I can go through every page of the Bible and find something that's not correct. And I'm saying this with love. We have to change the way we are, and we have to be more respectful. Violence and war should never be on the table. Okay, now the fifth. You got to ask God to forgive you. That's what you got to do. So let's do it. It's a lot of work involved. You do this and you're going to be very happy. And you may even live longer. You may end up getting an extra 10 or 20, 30 years longer in your lifespan. Yeah, it says that's true. Some people, that will happen. So ask God to forgive you. So for what? For going with man's understanding of God. Just ask for complete forgiveness. And listen to me whenever I do a broadcast and become much more evolved. I don't want you to become a religious fanatic. I just want you to know the truth and go out into society and go play your golf game, go play hockey, have your pizza, enjoy your life, have a normal life. Don't be freaking crazy on me. Okay, now, you got to ask God to forgive you for bringing harm against another in the name of God. Yes. in the name of God. This is BS. God does not tell us to go and kill someone. This is not so. You've got to ask God if you played any role in altering God's creation. Ask God to forgive you. This is a big one here. Big one. Here's another one. Ask God to forgive you for bringing harm against any true messenger of God, any true gifted person. You've got to do it. Even if you think you haven't, just by your spoken word, you may have done it. So ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you for making oaths to man, to God, to anything, to anyone, to anything that moves. Could be anything. And ask God to forgive you for forgiving others. That's not your purpose. That's not your job. You can let go of your anger and your revenge. It's not your job to forgive another human being or anyone else. Ask God to forgive you for holding on to anger. Here we go. Resentment, revenge, etc. And ask God to forgive you for taking on the role of God. You see, when people do this, the bill always arrives. And with a lot of people, this is how the matrix works. So let's say if someone took on the role of God in the 100% free will, and they said, I think these 500 people should just be wiped out, slaughtered. This is an extreme example. But yet, it was not justifiable. It was an extreme act of cruelty. It had nothing to do with defending their country or defending somebody else. But they just said, yeah, I think we've got to take out the 500 people. So now they come into the matrix. So guess what? For the next 500 incarnations, they have to come back and die for each one. That's how the matrix works. This is why you just don't do this. Become a tree hugger! You know, I'm joking, but you just don't do this. We don't really understand this. Don't take on the role of God. Don't go and take a rifle and shoot 60 people. Don't do it. Because the debt will always come. It will always come. And why in this matrix someone is able to shoot 60 people? Well, I'm still pondering over that question. I haven't studied that question at death, but I will. But ask God to forgive you for suppressing God's truth. Well, a lot of people do this. A lot of people do this. And ask God to forgive you for being a false teacher. I mean, there's a lot of things here. And ask God to forgive you for any other act or harm against self, against others that you may have done or had some role in it, directly or indirectly. This is what you need to do. Ask God to forgive you. You can do it. Before we go to point number 6, we're going to have this written out for you on our website. And it may take a 5 days or whatever, but we'll get it done for you so that you can look at each one and it's easier for you to do the self-healing. And share that with people. I mean, sure. But the 6th point, the spoken word. We need to go over the spoken word again. Again, he's saying it's the most powerful, powerful in this universe, the most powerful, the spoken word. And again, he says denouncing these oaths, vows, and so on changes our own DNA. And it also changes our destiny when we leave this matrix where we end up. And you just need to consider that our DNA code is a snapshot of our life script at that time in our life, at that moment in our life. That's all that is. I mean, your DNA code states very simply, let's say, for example, if you're going to die on a certain day, your DNA code will say that you're going to die on a certain day, and it's also going to state how you're going to die on that day. It's really amazing. It's your life script. Your DNA code is your life script. And the 7th, your belief systems. Okay, this is what got most of us in trouble in this matrix, including myself. I almost died last week because of certain beliefs that I had, certain oaths I made in the 100% free will. It's only by me lifting these oaths and beliefs I was able to save my ass. Otherwise, I would not be here. So I'm talking from experience. You know, I'm not here, for example, being a coach for marriage counseling, and I've never been married. The worst. That's not me. I went through the experience of being close to death last week. Your belief system determines, again, what is your matrix life script. And if your belief system has been dominated through man religion, over time you will suffer more. If you embrace man's understanding concept of religion, over time you're going to suffer more. And if you don't accept man's religion and you accept the matrix, the teachings of this matrix, you, your family, will suffer less over time. That's the truth. But let me tell you something else. If not one man believed that God will never receive them, they would never would they alter God's creation. And that's true. The reason why we are messing up God's original creation, because we're angry at God. We're angry at ourselves. We want God to come out of the clouds and say, hey, I'm here. You want to have some sort of huge picture in the clouds of a face, and you can see the moving lips and the loud voice. But through energy, we're all connected. It's just that we allow certain beliefs to cause us to be disconnected. Okay, so the eighth point. So let's look at this. Over 7 days, do the exercise. And we're going to have it on the website so you can read it. But you got to be sincere. Please, I'm asking you, don't do this like you're going to buy a cup of coffee. It's not going to work. Be grateful and do not forgive anyone while you're doing this. Put a big sign up somewhere. Do not forgive anyone. It's important. Put this sign up in front of you before you start. Then if you do, you say, Father, forgive me for forgiving that person. I take that back. That's all you do while you're doing the healings. But do not forgive anyone. And the ninth, listen to this broadcast. Many of you will be set free. And continue to listen to this broadcast to gain the truth. So when you leave here, you can take this truth with you. And so you can teach others this truth. This is not an easy journey, because when you're on this journey, you don't have too many friends. And you have to be prepared to go through life knowing that many of you will be abandoned by those who you considered was your friend. That's the way it is. It's just the way it is, because you're getting prepared to go somewhere else. And those of you who listen to this broadcast, and one day it's going to be millions, you're going to be going to a better place. What we want and what we need is when we leave here that we do actually go to a better place. I would love to go to a place where there's no prejudice, murders don't take place, there's no wars. You know, we're not watching the news where people are slandering each other. It'd be so nice that when we see something, we hear something, we know it's the truth. That's the place where I want to go, where you don't have to worry about your children's future. Most of us worry about our children's future. But there is a place that is much better than this planet. This is the melting pot for many other planets and universes. We all did not come from the same universe. We all did not come from the same planetary system. Planet Earth is a melting pot. And that's why there is so much hatred, so much violence, so much death, so much injury that we see around the world, because this is a karmic melting pot. And you just got to understand that this is a karmic melting pot, that when we get our act together and we basically pass all the jumps and we leave here, we end up somewhere else that's much better than planet Earth. We don't want to stay here because this is the melting pot of bad karma. We want to go somewhere else. So my next broadcast is going to be not next week, because I need you for the next week to do this exercise. I'm not going to do another broadcast. And, you know, trust that the coronavirus is going to be dealt with. And don't listen to the fact that 40%, 70% of the world population will be infected with the coronavirus. It's possible if we don't get the right vaccine, but I believe we will if I'm embraced. If I'm not embraced, I don't want you to worry. It's just the way it is. Accept it, and we just move on, and we move on to something else. Okay, so thank you very much. March the 20th is going to be our next broadcast. Until then, do the exercise. Don't judge, don't criticize, and try to be nice to everyone. My name is Brian. March 6th, year 2020, and you've been listening to Clarity Radio. Thank you.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell it being free from a cold steel rain? A smile from a veil, do you think you can tell? Did they get you to train?